Firefighters began to gain ground against one of the most destructive wildfires in Texas history on Wednesday. Even as the state said the number of homes lost reached almost 800, the blaze has left at least two people dead, blackened over 100 square kilometers around Bastrop, and cast a haze over Austin about 40 kilometers to the west. The Bishop of Austin, Joe S. Vasquez, spoke to Chris Altieri.
Bastrop, Texas is located about 30 miles southeast of Austin, and it's a pretty bleak scene right now. There's a lot of smoke from the wildfires. The wildfires began, my understanding is, in one of the state parks and progressed very quickly because we haven't had any rain, and so all this brush and dried out grass provided fuel for this wildfire, which spread and became very large. My understanding is the authorities are trying to battle the fire in different locations to try to control it. We've had bad winds here.
And how is the Catholic community responding to the crisis? What are folks doing to help out those who have been displaced, those in need, etc.?
There are people who have come together. The community has really come together, especially the Catholic Church, through our Catholic Charities Office. And our director, Executive Director Melinda Rodriguez, has been fantastic at that. She found out about these fires that were raging during this weekend, and she took the initiative right away to begin to bring people together. So she's has now a good number of our volunteers from Catholic Charities and staff persons. We've created different locations where people can drop off donations for those who've lost homes and belongings, as well as our own church, Ascension Parish in Bastrop, the Catholic Church there, is providing a place for people to come and to be, especially because they have lost homes. And so we're creating these different locations where people can come and support one another. Apart from this, I think the spiritual dimension is not to be lost here. There's really a strong sense of faith among the people, Catholics and non-Catholics, working together to address the needs of these people, our brothers and sisters, who have great needs at this time.
Well, Bishop Vasquez, is there anything particular that the relief effort needs right now? And if so, what can folks do to help you guys get it?
Yes, thank you very much for asking that question. Yes, and there's a lot that can be done. There are, of course, monetary donations that are coming in, as well as I mentioned, different items such as blankets, such as food, such as clothing. All those different items are needed because people have lost everything completely. Those nearly 600 homes that were lost, those persons have nothing. And so they are really in dire needs right now, just to find a place for them to spend the night. So our church is really asking for any type of support and help that can be given. It is greatly appreciated. We have already on our website, Austin Diocese, where one can go online and be able to make a contribution, a donation, to help towards this tragedy, this wildfire that has caused so much devastation and suffering among the people here in Central Texas. I would like to ask the people to pray for those who've suffered so much loss. Prayers are indeed very important at this time. I think there's a great solidarity in our faith with other peoples, and of course, we want people to continue to know that there is such a great need, and we're praying basically for rain is what we're needing, rain and containment of these wildfires so that people's lives and property will not be lost. And so any prayers are greatly appreciated.